Time for this week's number one.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it was last week's number two, actually. Loving this one, Virtue, Blow My Mind. This week's number one, courtesy of Virtue, Blow My Mind. And none better than the man himself, who owns a record label, which is out on, to talk to me about it. John
hey.
B!
How you doing? Man? Thanks for having me.
You're good?
Nice to visit the brand new broadcasting house. Oh, it's delightful.
I know. Starship Enterprise.
Yes.
Yeah. So, tell me about this track, man.
The guy sent me a demo months and months ago, and I played it on my podcast, and there was a really good response, and I thought, hey, you know, I want to sign this, and I don't think he'd had much stuff out before, and we put it out a few weeks ago, and it's done really well, had a great response, and
I love it,
you guys, thanks so much for the support. That's brilliant. It's great to have it at number one.
It's great. Great track, man. So, is any more from this guy as well, Virtue?
He hasn't sent me anything new yet. He's on holiday at the moment, so I'll have to send him a text after this and be like, mate, you're number one.
Yeah.
I'm sure there will be more stuff from him, yes, but...
Cool, man. Wicked. Well, I say it's good to get you back in studio, and let's get on the show again, man. And, what's been going on, man? What you been?
I've been really busy the last couple of weeks. I rushed out a new compilation that came out on Monday.
This is what I want to talk about, actually.
This drum and bass carnival thing.
Yeah.
And also, the week or 2 weeks before that, I put out a deluxe version of my last album, Lightspeed, because I got loads and loads and loads of remixes done when it first came out and released them sort of slowly with the singles afterwards. And then I thought I'd put a big package together with everything. And it's not all just drum and bass. There's like some EDM and trance and dubstep and all sorts of stuff.
Different stuff.
But yeah, the Brazilian one, I was sitting down to watch the opening match of the... Oh, there you go. Arriba!
I had to get it in there, man. This is like one of my favourite tracks.
I made this in 1998.
I know, and it's the thing, I think I remember, this is you on the vocals, right?
It is. Yes. I recorded them when I was drunk, when I got back from Swerve at about 5 in the morning.
Wicked.
Yeah.
I tell you what, let's play this track and then we'll come back and have a little chat.
Okay.
Arriba! Arriba!
Drum and bass. I love it.
Track there from John B. That is Salsa, the remix.
I'd like to point out that was made in 1998. Wow. It's not representative of John B. now, but I'm still proud of it.
I love it, man. It's such a great track. That was on... is it the one with drum and bass?
It was Formation. Yeah, basically, everything I released on Formation, I now own the rights to. They gave it all back to me a few years ago, so I'm going to be remastering like my first album and all that kind of stuff.
Like Visions and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going back in.
Oh, yeah.
So, like I said, you said before, man, like, you know, you sent out this Brazilian thing that I got a couple of days ago, and there was like something else like last week.
It was.
And it's not like just two tracks, John. It was...
nearly 20 tracks in each thing. Yeah. I was just like, you're going in, John. Wow.
Well, I'd always, you know, I had this label back in the day called Chihuahua Recordings, and, you know, that was my, that song you just played there was the first ever kind of Latin drum and bass track I ever did. And I think it was one of the first ones there was, really. I was sort of, at the time, I was trying to follow on from, like, sort of what Pesce was doing at the time. There's lots of jazz stabs and stuff and those kind of build-ups, but taking it in a more of a Latin, using all the Latin Visions. Percussion and stuff.
Visions was quite jazzy. Was it Visions?
Yeah. That was my first album, Visions, and there was two CDs, and one of them was all really, really jazzy and loads of live instrumentation. Yeah. And it wasn't just like cheesy samples that I'd nicked off Miles Davis and stuff. I'd got people in to play the instruments, which like everyone does now, but back in those days they didn't.
Yeah, it was rare.
And then the second CD, one was called Organic, and that was all jazzy, and one was called Synthetic, and it was a lot of electro-y stuff. And you know, that's what I went on to do a lot more of later on. But I still really cared about it early on and tried my best to get people to get into it before electro.
Are you still doing the whole electro thing at the moment as well?
Yeah, like, I mean, my sets now, the best way to hear what I play is listen to my podcast. I kind of play all across the board, and just, you know, when I'm touring and everything, I try to just be a good ambassador for good quality drum and bass of everything. But electro drum and bass is definitely something I'm really all about.
Definitely, man. And where can, you know, is it a website that you... people can go to and check it out as well?
My podcast is johnbpodcast.com and my website's john-b.com.
Lovely. And as I was saying, you know, have you got any, and I'm sure you've got lots of great stories, but is there anything greater than what I just told the people before?
That was a pretty epic Airport Ninja. I've got this website called Airport Ninja where I, airportninja.com, where I just post up all my silly little things I've learned over the years of how to defeat, you know, check-in staff and how to smuggle on two pieces of carry-on through Lufthansa when you're only allowed one. And stuff. I think that you beat me there. That was some pretty epic stuff. But I think the most stressful and but exhilarating thing I ever did was bribing a Ukrainian border guard to let me go through the line that was only for crew only. And I basically put 20 euros in my passport and was like, no, check it again. And he's like, like, I made my flights.
We cannot condone that. We can't condone that on the show. Well,
it was just like paying for a fast track. They do that in airports.
Don't do what John B does. That's not.
I didn't do it.
It's not BBC. It's John B. It's John BBB. It's all good. Right. So, what have you got planned for the rest of the year, man? Because, you know, we've got like 6 months left. Year.
Lots more gigs. I'm doing a remix of Up All Night, which is probably the most famous track I've done in the past for Metalheads. I've already done a B-side for it, which is actually on the mix I'm about to do for you later. And I've been working on a sort of rework of Up All Night with Fresh, a sort of more commercial, like 150 BPM trap kind of thing. Like, we reworked it completely from the ground up.
Wicked. I can't wait for that.
And a couple of more compilations and just more touring and weekly podcast and running my label and
out in Russia.
Yeah.
Wicked. So any specific dates that you want to tell the people about where you're going to be?
Gigs this weekend. I'm free. It's amazing.
Me too.
And then I think I've got some festival, I don't know, it's all on my website. I just take it week by week. I've got Berlin coming up, somewhere in Czech Republic.
Loads going on.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
Loads going on. And obviously we talked about Virtue earlier on. There's more people that you're, you know, bringing more tracks out on your label.
Yeah, I've got another single coming out. I think the next one on Beats is by a guy called Fade, who's from Ukraine. He's done a sort of trap inspired drum and bass track. And then I've got a really, really strong good summer single coming out from these new guys called Vice City. That's going to be out in the as soon as I can get it out, basically. They sent me masters the other day, but it's all signed and ready to go. So
wicked. Lots to look forward to.
Oh yes.
Lovely. Cool. Well, John, thank you very much for coming in, man. It's always a pleasure. And we want to hear your guest mix.
Alright.
What can we catch in the guest mix?
There's a couple of my new tracks in there, the new Latin ones that I did for this drum and bass carnival compilation. There's Take Me to La Cinta, which is a song I did last year when I was really ill and I just had a horrible operation and I couldn't go to Sun and Bass, and it was I was sitting at home and all my friends were at Sun and Bass and the sun was shining and I wanted to be there, so I just sat down and wrote this, like, a really nice liquid kind of song, not trying to be some big club smasher or whatever. So that's on there. And there's a new song I just did with Darren that I literally just finished last week, just in time to put on that new compilation.
Cool.
There's the this song that's in the background now, the Metric remix of The Journey. That's on the deluxe version of Lightspeed that came out a couple of weeks ago. And it depends how long you play my mix and how long you let me play for. But there's the new Metalheads track.
By you? This is what I was about to ask you, literally, about
it is,
that.
Yeah, it's... I'm really proud of it. Like, it's a proper beast, going back to the sort of 98 vibes, sort
That's
of
what I wanna hear.
A reaction against sort of popular charty drum and bass stuff. It's going back to the roots, the beats, the breaks, the heads kind of stuff. So,
wicked. Well, as I said, John, thanks a lot for coming in, man. And we can't wait for your mix. Would you like to introduce it, please?
Hello, my name is John B. Hello. And you're listening to One Extra with Chrissy Chris. And this is my special, amazing, super drum and bass mix.
Oh!
Drum and bass guest mix.
One extra drum and bass guest mix.
We'll be right back. cerveza, por favor. Gracias, señor.
Gracias, señor. just a man life. No one said it would be easy. So many twists and turns, so many ups and downs, so many twists and turns, so many ups and downs. A man.
Wednesday night. The White Drum and Bass Show. Welcome along if you just joined us. And if you're still with us for the last 30 minutes on the show, John B in the guest mix.
Guest mix.
Full track listing up online after the show. And maybe you can listen to that as many times as you like for the next 7 days. Anytime you like. Shouts to Elliot. Big up to Lewis, William, Sammy. Shouts to Igor. Big up to Dave. Big up to Dan, Colin, Hammer Beats. Big up to Analog Panda as well. Big up to Peter. Everyone who's locked in right now, keep them coming. 8811 at 1XTRA. Lows going in on tonight's show. Still to come, we've got the prototypes in Extra Talent. Guest mix from Six Blade from Viper Recordings. Loads of new music, depending if we can all fit it in, you know. Drum and bass news with Risky as well a bit later on. So get involved with the show tonight. It's a big one as always. So coming up next, as I said before, prototypes in Extra Talent tonight. It's going to be the last one. So massive, massive shout out to the prototypes representing for the last 4 to 5 weeks on the show. Doing a great job, playing some great music as well. But don't forget, from 1 a.m. tonight, prototypes, their last, last Extra Talent. And then next week, we have a brand new resident. Or should we say two? They go by the name of Delta Heavy. And they're going to be taking over next week's Extra Talent for the next 4 to 5 weeks. So...